The joys of live radio. Good morning. Sorry about that. Man, I'll tell you what, you never know what you're going to expect when you come in the studio here. We deal with technical issues and we do the best we can. I'm Gary Zimek, and yes, contrary to what you've been hearing for the past few minutes, you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. We are back on track now. Thanks to the Holy Spirit for getting us back on track. How you doing today? Hope you're doing well. Hope you're ready to have a good show. We got lots of good things coming up in the program today. I'm glad to be back here with you on Holy Spirit Radio to start your day off the right way. And I have to tell you, I'm very excited. What do we do when we're excited around here? We ring the bell. And you're saying, wait a minute, it's not a solemnity, it's not a feast. What's the deal? Why is Gary ringing the bell? Well, the reason Gary's ringing the bell is because after a short but very painful, at least for me and for you too as well, absence, joining me in the studio is the new and improved, healthy Mr. David Parker. Brother, welcome back to the show.
Gary, thank you. And hello, everybody. I missed everybody. I missed Gary. I missed Frank. I missed the station.
But you know what's funny, Dave? You come back, and all of a sudden, we start with technical difficulties.
What's going on here, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know. You know?
Don't look at me like that.
But, you know, it is so great to see you back.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
You know, you are, and I don't have to tell you this, you are undefeated with your Eagles picks, right?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
I know we want to go slow, but can I just ask you, do you have a pick for this week?
Well, it's always the Eagles, but
the question is,
by how much? Their offense really, and receiving core especially, has to show up.
All right.
And Mr. Wentz really has to bring it. He played pretty well against the boys last week, but wasn't enough.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're pulling for the Eagles because I have to tell you, our guest today comes. So we're going to go up the Jersey Turnpike to bring in our guest today. His name is Tony Shelia. He is a food and faith expert, bit of a foodie, a Catholic foodie. And we'll talk about what that means. But he's a Giants fan.
Oh,
so, Dave, okay. You know, all right, you're going to have to control yourself.
Okay.
But,
yeah. We did talk before air. You know?
That's right.
I'll be calm.
All right, man. All right. So Tony's going to be coming up at 7:35. Also on the show, we'll be talking about the forgotten person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. I think so many times the Holy Spirit gets left out. We'll talk about his role. I got an article I'll be discussing. In addition, if I get the time, I've been wanting to do this all week, but things happen. There is a great article they ran across, 11 historical facts you probably don't know about the Hail Mary, but should. I want to at least touch on a couple of those. 7:50, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So we got lots of things coming up on the program today. We're going to do our gospel in a few minutes. I want to thank you for joining me and Dave on the program today. It's just not the same when you're not here. So why don't we kick it off? Right? Why don't we kick it off with our gospel today, coming from Luke? This is Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. I want to tell you in advance, this gospel is, it's one of those that can be a bit troubling when you hear what's going on, but hang with it, and I'll explain what's happening. It might upset you a little bit. Sometimes Jesus uses exaggeration because he really wants to get our attention. So here's what we have today. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called his master's debtors one by one. To the first, he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Quickly, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another, he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." All right, let's talk a little bit about this one, because this is, if you listen to the words of Jesus, he almost seems to be commending this guy for being dishonest. But really, that's not what's happening here. We have this story that Jesus is telling. And what the Lord would like to do, would often do, is tell a story in using terms and concepts that the people could relate to. I think that's a really good concept, a good approach. Obviously, isn't that great, Dave? I'm saying Absolutely. Jesus took a good approach. I'm confirming Jesus knows what he's doing. So,
well, yes. I mean, I see your point.
But here's what he's saying. He's telling this story. We've got this steward. He's in charge of his master's property. So he's like the business manager, if you will, for his master. And all of a sudden, the master of the steward said, I don't need your services anymore. So this guy is panicking. He's saying, what am I going to do now? Ah, I've got an idea, because I don't want to beg. I don't really feel like working. So obviously he's pretty lazy. So he comes up with this idea. All of these people who owed money to his boss, if you will, to use terms that makes this a little more relatable. These people that owed money, he said, all right, you owe $100, give me 50. Or let's change it to 50. You owe my master $75. Let's change that promissory note to 25. So really, he's reducing the debts, even though he doesn't really have the authority to do that. See what see what's happening here, Dave?
Absolutely.
He's being creative, not really in a good way, but he's saying, I got to look out for myself. Mm-hmm. Why in the world is Jesus telling this story? And here's what I think he's getting at. He's saying that we are very creative as people when it comes to material things. We find a way, Dave, don't we, to get what we need?
Yes.
Right? And that's what's happening here. And the Lord is saying to us today, are you as creative? Are you as willing to go after heavenly treasure, or to make sure that you end up in heaven, as you are with acquiring wealth in this world?
I think that's it.
Right. Now, the challenge, Dave, are we really pursuing the goal of getting to heaven as much as we should? I am not. I need to work on that. And that's what I think this is, a challenging gospel. Am I doing something today?
We all do.
Right, but it's good to, don't you think it's good to recognize that?
Oh, absolutely. Our journey starts with us recognizing that. So
right.
And once we do, then it's still a labor. It's a different type of labor with an ultimate us going to heaven.
That's right. So what can we do? What can I do today to help myself or somebody else get to heaven? And, you know, just that eternal perspective. We don't necessarily see it. We've got a lot going on in our lives. That's why I like doing this show. That's why we have that Christopher segment that we do each day. Because there's something we're called to do every day. What is it that I can do, no matter how simple it is? So that's really the challenge today. How can we prepare to get to heaven, do something today to get to heaven, and maybe help somebody else to get there? That's I think, the message from this gospel. By the way, Dave, I forgot to mention this at the start of the show. Special weekend this weekend, the clocks get set back, right?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
That's
right. That's true. Yeah.
That's right. Now we fall back, correct?
We fall back.
And that happens on Saturday evening.
Yes. And usually they say, well, Sunday morning, 2 a.m., that's kind of the official standard, but yes. Before you go to bed. I mean,
that's right.
I'm not up at 2 a.m., I can assure you, anymore.
Well, I thought you were. I thought you were out partying all night, isn't it?
Oh, no, nobody.
But no, we want to remember that, to set the clocks back this weekend, and please don't forget to do that. I also forgot something else today because of the technical difficulties, our prayer to the Holy Spirit, right? We don't want to do this show without the Holy Spirit, Dave. You and I know what happens when we do that, right?
Absolutely.
So let's do St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boy, I feel a lot better now. It's going to be a much better show now that the Holy Spirit's involved.
Really.
And it's funny. You know, I like to be really transparent here, and obviously it was pretty transparent. We had some technical issues, but I was praying to the Holy Spirit while that was happening.
Yes, he was. I saw him.
Yeah, right?
I
think the reminder for all of us is always say a prayer. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter how insignificant something might seem, let's turn to the Holy Spirit and ask for his help. And by the way, The Holy Spirit's a part of this show today because we got that article, The Forgotten Person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit,
yes,
coming up later.
Yes.
So let's not forget him. And let's take a look at the weather quickly now. The National Weather Service forecast for the Philadelphia vicinity. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 52 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport, 69% relative humidity. Today, sunny with a high near 60, a little bit more seasonable, still a very nice day. Tonight, patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 36. Yeah, that's what you would expect for November,
absolutely,
right, Dave? Saturday, patchy frost before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 60. So that is your weather forecast for the Delaware Valley. Also want to mention a reminder, if you want to send an email to me, I would love to hear from you. Where are you listening from? What do you think of the show? What would you like to see more of on the show? Would you like to bring me out to speak at your parish? All of those things you can, I'd very much like to hear. You can reach me at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. So I would love to hear from you. Also, follow us on the internet at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Everything we discuss will be linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up here. Get your coffee warmed up. Get your breakfast going. It's 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 4th. Today we celebrate Saint Charles Borromeo. Though born into the nobility in 1538, Charles Borromeo desired early on to devote himself to the Church. As a bishop who lived during the time of the Protestant Reformation, he had had a hand in church reform during the final years of the Council of Trent. Following his important work at the Council, Borromeo devoted himself to his responsibilities as Archbishop of Milan. Reform was needed in every phase of Catholic life among both clergy and laity. He insisted that if the people were called to a better life, the bishops and other clergy had to be the first to give good example. Archbishop Borromeo practiced what he preached, allotting most of his income to charity, denying himself all luxury, and performing many penances. During the plague and famine of 1576, he often fed 60 to 70,000 people daily. When civil authorities fled Milan at the height of the plague, he stayed. There he ministered to the sick and the dying, helping those in want. The heavy burdens of his office brought on Borromeo's early death in 1584 at age 46. He was canonized in 1610. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off, hymn that heralds a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. Oh, how can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Play it, Kevin. Joys and comforts die, the Lord, my Savior. you're living. What though the darkness gathers round, songs in the night he giveth. I lift mine eyes, the cloud grows thin, I see the bloom above it. And day by day this pathway smooths, since first I learned to love it. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing?
Tell you what, if you're stressed out, that's such a relaxing and uplifting
Amen.
Song. Amen. I agree, brother. Buddy Green with How Can I Keep From Singing. I really love that live version of the song. How can I keep from singing? You know, think about it today. You got problems in your life. You got struggles. You're going to work. You might not like your job. You're affected by the SEPTA strike, no matter what, the political season. It's very easy to become overwhelmed. But if you really think about the fact that Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, so he's in charge not only of what's up there, but he's in charge of what's going on here. He's in charge of your life. You think about that enough. That's one of the things we try to really bring home on this show. You think about that enough, you're going to be uplifted because he is in charge. Make it a point to turn to him today. Even when you start to get stressed out, even if you begin to become worried and anxious, remember, the Lord's in charge. Just give him a shout out and say, Lord, I need your help. I'm Gary Zimek in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, along with Dave Parker. 7:21 is your wake-up time right now. 7:35 today, we're going to be joined by Tony Shelia. He is a Catholic foodie. And if you're not sure what that means, we're going to talk about that. We're going to maybe go into a little bit about the difference between Philly and Jersey/New York food. So Tony's an expert on that. So we're going to be curious to hear what he has to say. Let's talk a little bit about this article that I mentioned, the forgotten person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And this is linked. We have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I just want to touch on a couple of highlights. How often do you pray to the Holy Spirit? Certainly we do here. Dave's laughing because he knows how much we pray to the Holy Spirit. Imagine what we would sound like if we didn't pray.
Absolutely.
Right?
Ooh,
I know somebody out there is cringing. Right, yeah. But you know, it's important to ask the Holy Spirit for help. The Holy Spirit is that Spirit that guided Jesus. Think about that for a minute. We have that Spirit inside of us when we're baptized, and that gift is completed when we're confirmed. And in the article, what the author of the article states is that, in my view, focus on the Holy Spirit's action in the world, the church, the individual Catholics is very much needed. So focus on the Holy Spirit's action and his works is very much needed given the great difficulties humanity face right now. And certainly we have a lot of difficulties. who is the Holy Spirit? And this gets a little bit abstract, but I want you to try to follow me here. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. So I know that's a little bit hard to wrap your brain around because I struggle with that as well. But it really is pure love. The Holy Spirit is the pure love between the Father and the Son. Upon the departure of Jesus from the world, the Holy Spirit was sent by God so that in addition to the presence of Christ in the Eucharist, the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, Jesus would continue living and acting in the world through the church. So we have this great real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, but we also have the Holy Spirit not only dwelling in each of us, but dwelling in the church, guiding the church, and essentially protecting the church from ever teaching error. That's why we can turn to the church and say, okay, church, inform me. I can trust you because you'll always speak the truth. It's very powerful. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains that the whole work of Christ is a joint mission of the Son and the Holy Spirit. So again, that Holy Spirit who assisted Christ, and again, you know, that's a tough concept too, two divine persons. Jesus was divine. The Holy Spirit is divine. They are working together. You and me, we've got that Holy Spirit living in us. So how do we harness that Holy Spirit? You know, Dave, sometimes if we look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is peace. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't feel peaceful. We don't feel at peace. Mm-hmm. Another one of the fruits is patience, mm-hmm. love. You know,
joy.
We look at our lives and we say, wait a minute, what's wrong here? We've got the Holy Spirit, but we need to remember that we need to give him permission to work in our life.
Absolutely. It's a surrender that we must do.
Right, right.
And realize that we must do. And so often human nature says, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can't, so we need to let go.
Exactly. And the Holy Spirit can work with us and can guide us. How do we know what to say? How many times have we been in that situation, especially in this political season?
Oh,
what do I say? What do I go on Facebook sometimes, and I'm sure you've looked on Facebook and realized that it's ugly out there. How do I know what's the right thing to say? Do I speak out? Do I hold back? We can really tap into the Holy Spirit's power and say, Holy Spirit, help me.
Absolutely. What I like to remember, and I think of it in simplistic terms sometimes, remember in him, in Christ and the Holy Spirit, we move and have our being. So we're always immersed, if you think about it that way, as part of that abstraction.
That's true.
You know.
And we need that. We need all the help we can get. Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of consciously becoming aware of the Holy Spirit's power and his presence in our lives. Mm-hmm. He's with us. He's guiding us. But we need to ask for his help. And how about this? We need to listen to him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get that inspiration. You should really talk to that person. Oh, I don't want to talk to them. They annoy me. You should maybe volunteer at church. Oh, I can't do that. I'm too busy. You should give more money in the collection. Oh, yeah, but what if I need it? You know, we're getting these inspirations, I think, a lot of times, and we ignore them.
Absolutely. I think you're right.
It's a matter of learning to listen, being open to the Holy Spirit. And a prayer that I've started to say, this is a very complicated prayer, so it takes so long to pray this prayer, but you might want to share it. You might want to participate in it. This prayer, this very complicated prayer that takes so long to pray. How about this? Come, Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Right? But that's a very effective prayer.
Absolutely.
And if we do that every day, Dave, and I know you do it in your life,
oh,
he's going to start to work in us.
It says it all.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think we
come,
tend,
Holy Spirit.
Sometimes
work
we can overcomplicate things sometimes, but if you really just ask him to work in you, he's going to do a good job working in you. So check out the article at spiritinthemorning.com, the forgotten person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and try to ask the Holy Spirit to work in your life. And I think you're going to see great things. Right now, your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:27, currently 52 degrees. Relative humidity, 69%. In a few minutes, we're going to have Tony Shilia joining us from North Jersey. He's going to share the connection between food and faith. I really want to hear what he has to say. I know Tony, he's a good guy, but sometimes I get confused. I know people speak of this connection, food and faith. I like Jesus. I like to eat. How do they mix? And I
really?
Think, right, Dave?
Yeah, we have to eat.
That's right. But I think Tony's going to give us a good perspective. We might even talk to him about the upcoming Eagles-Giants game.
Oh, yes.
But we're going to be nice, right, Mr. Parker?
Absolutely. Oh, Gary, can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
I understand that Eileen, your lovely wife,
yes,
sent a special welcome back
she
to
did.
Me. Thank you, Eileen. It means so much to me. And say hi to the girls.
You know, Dave, she really did miss you. She said it's not, which is, I don't know if that makes me sad or happy or what. I mean, I was happy that she likes you so much, but I said, you know, I'm on the show too. But seriously, she said it wasn't the same without you. And I agree. It just wasn't the same without you. So thank you for being back, brother. We're going to talk to Tony in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Get some food ready. Maybe some scrapple and eggs, bacon, pork roll, sausage, whatever you want. Get your coffee going. We're going to be here. Your Spirit in the Morning Wake Up Time, 7:28. Thanks for starting your day with us.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump continue to pound away at familiar themes in the final days of this presidential campaign. Clinton continues to cite Trump's temperament and comments about women and minorities as rendering him unfit for office. Trump is bashing away at Clinton's troubles over emails and her general trustworthiness. Pope Francis has welcomed a multi-faith delegation to the Vatican, using the occasion to condemn terrorist attacks and other violence committed in the name of religion. The Holy Father met yesterday with some 200 representatives of various religions, including Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. He told them, quote, "It is horrible that at times, to justify such barbarism, the name of a religion or the name of God himself is invoked. May there be clear condemnation of these iniquitous attitudes that profane the name of God and sully the religious quest of mankind," end quote. And the party begins this morning. Throngs of Chicago Cubs fans are expected to turn out for a parade honoring the World Series champions. The team leaves Wrigley Field at 10 a.m. Central Time, and the parade is scheduled to start an hour later, traveling along Michigan Avenue and then along Columbus Drive. Officials expect the Cubs motorcade to arrive in Grant Park around noon for a rally. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com. And we will gladly help you return to full operation.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Praise publicly, criticize privately. That old adage contains a wealth of wisdom, whether you're a CEO, a teacher, or a parent. People like to be praised, and they like it even better if it's done in public. On the other hand, nobody enjoys having their mistakes broadcast aloud. On the whole, it's always better to build people up than tear them down. A pat on the back goes a lot further than a figurative kick in the pants. You get the best from others if you give your best. So, if you have to criticize, do it in private without the heat of anger. Criticism is meant to help, not hurt. It all depends on how gently it is given and how graciously it is received. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Fear is a current, we all get caught. you say, I am blessed because of this.
And that was Carry Me by Audrey Assad. I'm Gary Zimek along with Dave Parker in the studio.
Good morning.
And, you know, Dave, I just want to tell you before we bring our next guest on, he is a Giants fan. All right. So, David,
is he?
It's your first day back. I know you got the adrenaline going, brother.
Absolutely.
Listen, he's probably a little nervous because they're playing the Eagles. Well, I mean, obviously there's some nerves kicking in. So Tony's going to be a little shaky. So let's be nice to him. Can you do that for me?
I promise.
All right. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. 7:35 is your wake-up time right now. Tony Chelia is he's a friend. I've met him online. We've met in person when I was speaking up in North Jersey not too long ago. He does some really cool stuff online. He is what is known as a Catholic foodie. He combines this idea of faith and food, and I'm very intrigued by the concept. It's something I've been hearing more and more about, and I really wanted him to come on the show to talk about it. So without further ado, let me welcome Tony Chelia to the program. Hey, brother, are you there?
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hey, man, I am good. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's an honor to have you on. Okay, so let's take on this topic of faith and food. Now, you do some really cool things. Your pictures that you put on social media of food are outstanding. You always make me hungry, brother. And then the next thing you know, you're visiting various shrines. You're doing all kinds of faith-based activities. Give me a little bit of an explanation of how this food and faith, how they mesh, really.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, our faith really is, if you look at the Mass, if you look at Jesus' first miracle, they all revolve around, in a way, food, right? I mean, the wedding feast of Cana, the Last Supper. There's so many food based. Even Revelation is a whole wedding feast. So I mean, there's so many great, between food and faith, they're so meshed together in the Catholic faith that really it kind of makes sense. I mean, maybe I take it to the next level, I enjoy going out to eat, I enjoy cooking, so. So those are things that I really love to do in my spare time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love my Catholic faith. I mean, to me, faith or God, Jesus Christ, is number one in my life. And from there, everything else kind of flows out from that.
Yeah, you know, and
so everything.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No. So I said everything I do, I try to do it through the lens of my faith. So I know gluttony is considered a sin. So I try not to overdo it as much. I mean, I know I take a lot of pictures of food, but I'm usually out there with a bunch of people, so we're having a good time taking a picture of this, taking a picture of that.
Yeah.
We have fun too, and that's another thing: fellowship.
Right.
Coming together, whether I'm out with my wife, going out to dinner, or whatever. Last night I was out with a good friend of mine I haven't seen in a while. So, food brings people together, and there we can share our faith. We can share our love for God.
Yeah.
There's a way to evangelize there.
Yeah, and you know what, brother? You do such a good job with it. That's one of the reasons I love watching your adventures on social media, because you're such a normal person and you're out there having fun. You're visiting a shrine, you're grabbing a slice of pizza, whatever you're doing, you're having fun with life, and you're always bringing the Lord into the picture. I think that's great.
We have to, because we live in a society now that kind of doesn't want God anywhere near us anymore. Take him out of everything.
Yeah.
But if we could show people that, faith is cool. I mean, being a Catholic is really cool. I mean, we have an awesome Pope. We have these people that intercede for us constantly, called the saints. I mean, there's so There's so much to our faith, so much history. And really, if you think about what the Catholic Church has done throughout the ages, I mean, schools and hospitals, so many great things, but also there's so many great human beings in the Catholic Church, whether they're, you know, for example, I belong to a great parish here in North Jersey. We have great priests. I've made lifelong friends from my parish. The one gentleman's an usher. We belong to the Holy Name Society. One of my good friends. You know, I'm hanging out with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. Those guys are some of the fun, greatest guys to hang around with. You know, one day we're making pizza at their place in one of the friaries in Patterson. You know, the next day we're cooking for the poor at the soup kitchen in the Bronx. So there really is so many opportunities to get involved with your faith. I think sometimes that's what people forget. Like, faith isn't, the Catholic faith isn't going to church for 1 hour on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we have to go to church. That's our obligation. But we have to also live out our faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We can't put it away for the other, 6 days of the week and only go for 1 hour on Sunday.
That is so important. Yeah, you know, brother, that is so important. And that's, unfortunately, the way I lived my life for many years. I thought I was a good Catholic by going to Mass every Sunday, and that's it.
I'm guilty as charged, too, Gary. And it was only really within the last 4 years that I've been so alive in the Spirit, so waking up, so, the Holy Spirit just is overcoming. Like I said, all I do, and all I think about is about, don't get me wrong, I'm still a human being. I still sin. I wish I didn't, but I do. But I try to now just put everything through the lens of my faith. It might sound kind of cliche, what would Jesus do? But it's true. I mean, we have to think about, live our lives following him. Jesus said, every day pick up your cross and follow me. He didn't say pick up your cross on Sunday. He didn't say pick up your cross when you feel like it. It's every day, every single day, every moment of the day, we have to pick up our cross. And believe me, everybody has a cross. That's part of life.
Hey, Tony, this is Dave. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Before we get into maybe the Eagles, Giants.
Easy, Dave. Calm down.
Okay. I have one of the most important questions, I think, right now, and I praise God that for your food ministry. But here's the question: what's the proper way to eat a slice of pizza?
Okay, well,
Philly versus North Jersey.
That's a good point, because my wife and I have this discussion all the time. Do you fold it? Do you eat it?
Do you eat it with a fork?
Oh.
Man. Oh man, and a knife.
Okay. I'm gonna get a little complicated here. Okay, so here it goes.
All right.
If I'm going to like a slice joint, I'm getting in there with my hands, folding the pizza, eating it like a real North Jerseyan. But if I go to a place that's kind of like a Neapolitan wood fire, because in Italy they actually eat with a fork and knife.
Yes.
Ooh. That's the way they eat the pizza. And really, usually in Italy, and in a lot of places in America now, they're starting to do is they give you like these personal pies. They're not cut. So you have to cut them yourself.
Oh,
that's the way they eat in Italy. They don't do slices. So they do it by personal pies. I think they're usually about 12 inches or so, and you eat it with a knife and a fork. Hmm. However, on the other hand, there's another style of pizza. Now I can get into the food here.
Yeah,
there's a style in Rome. It's called pizza al taglio. So it's by the length or it's by the slice.
Oh.
And that you would probably more than likely They're not so much pizzerias, but they're bakeries that make this kind of pizza. Mm. So you go in there, say, give me a foot length, or give me a 6 inches, and they would cut the however big the slice you want, and you kind of just take it and run. So that's kind of like the Italian fast food, eat and run pizza that we here in America, I guess, would kind of be that, the fold and eat.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Tony.
Now I feel better now. Now I know. Hey, this is a great topic, Tony. I really appreciate you coming on. We got to do this again because there are so many more food related questions I want to ask you. But I want to ask you a very important thing. If we want to follow you online or get in touch with you, where's the best place to do that?
I'm all over social media, all over Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So I mean, if you search like Tony at the Table or at the Table with Tony, you can definitely find me there. I was blogging for a while, but I kind of just put that in the back burner. Kind of just focus more on taking the pictures and doing little crazy little videos about different places I go and just try to highlight those things. So if you go to Facebook and you search At the Table with Tony, then you can definitely find me there.
Excellent.
And on Instagram, I'm Tony Mangia, so you can find me there too. That's where I put a lot of the the food and faith pictures.
Yeah, well, you keep it up. You're doing a great job. I love following you online. And before I let you go, you know, this is a big weekend. Eagles are playing the Giants. And I just, being a Christian gentleman, I know for Dave Parker and I, we both feel the same way. We want to offer you our, and please understand this is heartfelt, we want to offer you our sincere condolences for the upcoming loss of the Giants. Now, I'm sure you know Eli and the boys. You can communicate to them, even though they might be losers on the field. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love them, mm-hmm. so they can hold their heads high. So, brother, condolences.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it. but you never know. You never know what's going to happen on Sunday when the game comes. You never know.
Absolutely.
They can pull out a win from somewhere. I don't know where they're going to get We'll see what happens. We'll leave it to the boys.
Okay. Well, Tony, what's your prediction? What do you think?
To be honest, because I live in North Jersey and I love New York City. I'm going to say the Giants are going to win, but
I knew you were going to say
that. They've had a rough go this year, so. Anything is possible. Yeah, really, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that, brother. Hey, I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun having you on. I hope you can come on again with us sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you guys.
All right.
And really, keep up your ministry. You're doing a great job.
Likewise, Tony. God bless you, bro.
God bless.
All right. Thanks. See you, man.
Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. That was Tony Sheila. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that was excellent.
Great question. That's exactly. Eileen and I have this controversy all the time. She's a folder. When she eats her slice, she folds it. I said, you don't fold pizza. But do you?
I fold it sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
Now, you don't use a knife and fork, do you?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, Dave Parker.
Seriously, no. I usually fold it and eat it. And again, I'm not from the Philly area, but as I adapt to the culture, you know, the Philadelphia, Mid-Atlantic, North Jersey culture.
You're getting there.
You got to fold it.
I'll take you out for some pizza sometime.
All right.
Sounds good. That was a great interview. Enjoyed having Tony on the program. Got lots more coming up. We've got at 7:50 our Be Not Afraid Bible verse, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to also try to get to briefly touch on this article about the Hail Mary. I want to at least talk about a couple of these facts. We've got a lot of material to cover in a short amount of time, but we can do it. We still have some time left. And remember, if you have any comments about the show, please let me know. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. Also, follow us on the internet at HolySpiritInTheMorning.com and let us know what we can do for you. I want to tell you the weather right now while I'm at it. 52 degrees currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. Relative humidity, 69 degrees. Today, sunny with a high near 60. Tonight, going to be going down to 35. Tomorrow, we're going to have a high near 60. Also, while I have a minute, I want to take the time to let you know what's going to be happening on this program. On Monday, we're going to have Tony Rossi from the Christophers here. You hear him do the Christopher Minutes every day on the show. I'm really excited that Tony's going to come on the program. We'll talk to him a little bit about the work of the Christophers. They're a group that really means a lot to me. They've helped me a lot. They have this concept of making each day count. I really think that's something we can all do. Be Christ bearers. That's what Christopher means Christ bearer. Be a Christ bearer in the world. And then Tuesday, Frank and I are going to be headed down to the EWTN radio conference, the Catholic radio conference, and we're going to be broadcasting from there. So we'll keep you posted as to what's going to be going on there. When we come back the following week, we'll have Mark Poletno from the Malvern Retreat House. Philly, he's the new president of Malvern. He'll be letting us know what's going on there. On Tuesday the 15th, Maria Varga will be in studio. She's part of this new play that's coming to the area about St. Faustina. Lots more coming up. We'll keep you posted as we get closer. The time right now is 7:48. I'm Gary Zimak. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we're staying. Love is what we come here for. The kind that won't be paid.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
Pharaoh. If he can hold the world, he can hold this moment. Not a field or flower escapes his notice. Oh, oh, oh. Even the sparrow knows he holds tomorrow. Even the sparrow knows he holds tomorrow.
Sparrows by Jason Gray. I love that song. It reminds me that the Lord's in charge. He's got us covered not only today, but tomorrow. I'm Gary Zimek in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, along with Dave Parker, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Now, before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I wanted to just briefly touch on this article. Can you see I'm rushing a little bit, Dave? Yeah. 11 historical facts you probably didn't know about the Hail Mary, but should. And we have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I want to just hit a couple of these. Check out the article because I think you're going to be impressed. Number one, a devotion to the Hail Mary prayer can be traced back to the 1100s. I think a lot of us don't realize that. And sometimes as Catholics, we'll get challenged about our devotion to Mary and the Hail Mary being not biblical and all of these things. But in reality, it's very biblical, and it's a traditional prayer of the church. And in fact, the Hail Mary started out, believe it or not, as a greeting among Christians. Now, also, the Hail Mary as we know it can be found, believe it or not, in books from the 1400s. And for those of you who are Irish, some Catholics in Ireland end the prayer with the word Jesus. So that's another little-known fact. 100 years ago, the words of the Hail Mary were a little bit different. And also, the Hail Mary is especially powerful during our last minutes here on earth. The saints are huge fans of the Hail Mary prayer. And finally, praying the Hail Mary helps us to trust Mary more. And what happens when we trust Mary more? We turn to her, and she leads us to Jesus. So check out the full piece on the Hail Mary at spiritinthemorning.com. I think you'll really find it very interesting. We're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse now. And Dave Parker, when it comes to Bible verses that ease your anxieties, is the book of Job the first place that you would turn to? Probably not.
Probably
right?
not.
Right. Yeah. But this verse, believe it or not, comes from the book of Job today. Job 37, verse 5. God thunders forth marvels with his voice. He does great things beyond our knowing. God thunders forth marvels with his voice. He does great things beyond our knowing. What does this mean, Gary? How does this help me with the problems that I'm facing today? Well, first thing we need to remember is that God is almighty. He thunders forth marvels with his voice. His very voice thunders forth marvels. In other words, he can do all things. So keep that in mind as you look at the problems in your life today. And he also does great things beyond our knowing. As smart as we think we are, and a lot of times we think we're really smart. Dave Parker, I've got a revelation for you.
What's that?
God is smarter than we are.
Yes.
Right? It sounds silly, but how many times do we question things that happen in our lives? Why is this happening to me? I don't understand this. Why did I have to get sick?
Yeah.
Right? But
I didn't plan it this way. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, but he knows what's best. He knows what's best. And that's if we learn to trust him, and if we just take baby steps, try to trust him with the little inconveniences that'll happen to you today. There are going to be things that happen today that you might not like, but that's okay. Say, Lord, I don't understand this, but I trust you. I know that you know what you're doing. Even if it doesn't feel like it, I know that you know what you're doing. So if you want a reminder of that Bible verse, check it out on spiritinthemorning.com. We'll have that link, Job chapter 37, verse 5, your Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day. I'm going to close with our prayer now. As we wind another week of Spirit in the Morning to a close, please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father all-powerful, let your radiance dawn in our lives that we may walk in the light of your law with you as our leader. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Dave, great to have you back in the studio today, brother. Good to be here next week.
I am.
Excellent.
Yes.
So Monday, we'll do the show live from the studio. Tuesday, I'm going to be in transit heading down to Birmingham. I'll do the show remotely. And then Fearless Frank Eliason and myself, we're going to be broadcasting live from Birmingham. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be at the EWTN radio conference, so we have all kinds of surprises planned for you, probably some surprises planned for us as well, the way it's going to turn out. But we're grateful to have you as a listener. Please let me know what I can do for you. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. If you want to have me come out to your parish, I'm booking some appearances for, I actually have some openings for Advent. I'm booking appearances for next year, for Lent. That's always a popular time to come out to the parishes. Would love to come out and meet you and your parishioners. So mention me to your pastor. Say this guy from the radio wants to come out and talk about Jesus, and I would love to do it. And again, let us know what you think of the show. Let us know where you are, where you're listening from, so that we can get to know one another. You're getting to know Dave and myself, and the feedback has been all good. Dave, I get a lot of comments about you.
Oh.
And yeah, they are all good, believe it or not.
Okay, I was going to say.
But people really like the show. They like the fact that we're local guys.
Yeah. And you're doing a magnificent job, Gary.
Hey, man, it's with the help
bringing it, brother.
With the help of the Holy Spirit. You want to give a shout-out to your parish before we go up here?
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Gare. Basically, last night at St. Francis Cabrini in Fairless Hills, they had a memorial service for those family members who had lost a family member or a loved one in this past year. And it was beautiful. And I want to give a shout-out to Monsignor Michael McCormack, who did a superb job. So it was very poignant, but yet uplifting.
Mm.
Thanks, Gary.
And that's powerful for us, especially in this month where we commemorate the souls in purgatory throughout the month.
Oh, yes.
We need that comfort.
Absolutely.
Because there's no doubt when somebody passes on, there is a void there.
Yeah, absolutely. That spot on to what the homily was all about, and it was a beautiful homily.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Dave. And thank you for joining us. Now, listen, remember also, do me a favor. Today is Friday. Today is the day when Jesus died on the cross for us. Say thank you to him throughout the day. Maybe offer up a little something because he loves you more than you can ever imagine. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks back. And God willing, we'll see you back here Monday. God bless.